WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Children who are home alone during the holidays should be taught how to handle emergencies. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says when someone is at the front door, children need to talk through the door and never open it.
And the only reason why I say, you know, have them acknowledge someone at the door is because, you know, sometimes burglars will come and knock on your door, and if they don't get an answer, then they'll go around the back and try to break in. But if they know someone's home, then they, you know, probably will deter them.
Also, children should never say their parents are not home. A woman told Brazos County Sheriff's deputies she was sexually assaulted by a man claiming to be a police officer. Wednesday night, about 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road, the woman said she was on her way home when she pulled over. The victim said the man asked her to exit her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The suspect was a white, middle-aged man driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grill. Sheriff Chris Kirk asks anyone who was traveling Highway 30 at the time of the attack who might have observed this incident to call his office. The sheriff cautions travelers to be mindful of being stopped by any person who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. If in doubt, a driver should call 911 to confirm that they're being stopped by an official vehicle. The city of College Station has finalized the sale of commercial property in Northgate. Mayor Nancy Berry explained the transaction involving the land where the owners of Cafe Excel have been leasing from the city.
We have entered into a contract with Asset Plus to purchase that property.
Is there a projected date on when that deal will close?
Fairly soon.
The city council at this week's meeting rejected a request from the owners of Cafe Excel to purchase the property because it had already been sold. The ripple effect of the latest statements from the Vatican about the future of the Catholic Church has crossed the Atlantic to Washington, D.C. Pope Francis issued a statement that, among other things, denounced trickle-down economic theories. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan thinks the Pope is on the wrong side of history and real-world economics.
Because it is one of the world's richest organizations, and that didn't come from taxing some people and giving it to the church. It came from people who went out and made money and then contributed to the church, and the Vatican is sitting over there that's accumulated, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of wealth.
Flores says while the Pope wrote he was against the free enterprise system, he didn't say what he does support. That leads Flores to believe the Pope supports socialism or communism. The Texas National Guard will immediately begin letting same-sex couples register for benefits. The San Antonio Express News reports the Defense Department has approved a new procedure for enrolling National Guard members and their dependents for benefits. 5 Guard facilities in Texas had been off limits after the state commander ruled not to process any applications because Texas law does not recognize same-sex marriage. A lawsuit filed by 2 gay couples seeks to overturn Texas laws banning gay marriage. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in San Antonio and seeks to overturn the 2005 constitutional amendment, which was approved by 76% of voters, which defines marriage between one man and one woman. Attorney Neil Lane, who represents the couples, says that is precisely the reason for the lawsuit.
Civil rights exist. The Bill of Rights exists to protect a minority of citizens against a majority.
The lawsuit involves 2 couples. One is 2 women who live in Austin but were legally married in Massachusetts. The other couple, 2 men who live in Plano, tried to get married in San Antonio last month but were denied a license. What can you do with 11,000 pounds of gingerbread? At Traditions Golf Course, General Manager Bill Horton says they're building a giant gingerbread house to raise at least $200,000 for St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
The entire exterior will be an edible gingerbread house. The recipes had to be submitted to Guinness World Records for their approval, and then they actually have a representative going to be here on Saturday, the day we break the record, and they will throw down the gauntlet. Hey, you guys are the world record holders. We're hopeful.
Volunteers are still being sought, and Horton says the house should be completed this afternoon. Santa will be available inside for pictures. For volunteer and touring details, as well as a copy of the record-breaking recipe, go to WTAW.com. And is your shopping list complete?
I would encourage everybody to go out to Blue Baker, check out the angels and what they want. And then when you're shopping for your own family on Black Friday, you know, you can get the deals for these kids as well.
That's Brian Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey with a reminder to adopt a Christmas angel by going to either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station. You can also make cash donations by going online to mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 39 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags! During football season, let Mary Maids help you get ready for your weekend guests. Mary Maids is America's number one residential cleaning service and has been voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. They're committed to cleaning your house like it was their own. A thorough, customized cleaning from a team you can trust, guaranteed. Your entire house will be spotless, and then you can relax and enjoy the game yourself. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111. That's 595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Make it a merry holiday with wine from Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Messina Hoff wine will enchant you. Its decadence louder than the ringing in of New Year's in Times Square. Gather holiday gifts, share a meal in the Vintage House restaurant, relax with wine on tap in the wine bar. The top all-around Texas winery is your top all-around holiday solution. Visit MessinaHoff.com today. Holidays in Messina Hoff. What a great combination. Come celebrate life with us.
Good morning, it's 8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather and will stay in control of the weather right through tomorrow. We'll continue to see sunshine throughout the area today, highs close to 60 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows are going to be down to about 40 or so. Partial sunshine for tomorrow with highs near 65. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be around 50. Sunday, lots of clouds. Temperatures, they'll range anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
812. So they're building this gingerbread house, 11,000 pounds worth.
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating that they had to... But they had to submit the recipe of the gingerbread to Guinness for them to approve it?
No, you got to make sure it's legitimate gingerbread, not like glue mixed in there or something.
Yeah. What does your son do? He's the gingerbread analyst for Guinness Book of Records, right? Yeah. So anyway, so they're going to finish that up today, is that right? And then the
they
Guinness
should.
Person?
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Guinness people will be here tomorrow to state whether it's official or not.
So who gets to assemble? Is that what the volunteers are needed for, or do they have actual gingerbread house assemblers, or do we know?
The volunteers have been rolling it out.
Yeah.
They do. I know that Schulte Roofing was helping out,
yeah,
and a lot of their workmen are helping out, and
okay,
they're gluing the gingerbread to the outside of a built
structure. Okay.
With nail glue. Uh-huh. But it's 38,000 square or cubic feet of gingerbread. The last record holder was in a mall in Minnesota, and they had like 36,600. So,
and this is going to be how much, we think?
Oh, how much in cost?
No. How many cubic feet?
Oh, 38,000.
Okay, 38.
Oh, bloated
so,
out the
yeah,
water.
Yeah, exactly. So there. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And I think 22,000 either pounds or pieces of candy. I don't remember exactly.
Okay. Holy cow.
It's a lot of candy.
But you can also go out and buy some of the gingerbread itself.
You can. Well, they
not
have,
off the house.
It's kind of, no, do not eat it off the house. But they do have some special gingerbread that they've made where they tweaked the recipe and made it a little sweeter.
Uh-huh.
You can cook your own gingerbread house with his recipe, the original from our website.
Okay.
But he will have kind of a souped up, chef-erized version that will be available for purchase at the site.
A jazzy one. Okay.
Yeah, all tastier.
Right. That's cool. So now, do we know what happens to the gingerbread house afterwards? I mean,
I was a little curious about that.
Yeah.
I imagine they'll just throw it away.
What? No, we need to find out.
We'll probably get rained on. Okay. I was just thinking, boy, I'm sure glad they did this in the winter when there's not a gazillion roaches to lick all over it every night.
Well, that's true. Yeah, very nice. But today is a great day for being able to assemble it. Lots of sunshine and all that. Well,
mm-hmm.
So your assignment next week is to find out what happens to it.
All right.
Maybe it goes on tour, maybe not. Maybe it'll be on display there.
Well, I know that they are going to, I think they're throwing away the pieces because I know that they're going to have to strip some of the wood that they glued the gingerbread to and dispose of that.
Yeah.
And then the house itself that's underneath the gingerbread is going to be used for storage or something there on the golf course.
Oh, okay.
So if you go, you can get your own piece of history.
You can, and you can take a picture with Santa. How charming is that?
I mean, between that and sod from Kyle Field, what a year it's been, right? Everything that you're looking for. By the way, there wasn't any winner in the Mega Million, so that means that tonight's drawing is going to be $230 million. If you want to do that, it's $125 million cash, and doesn't matter that there's $175.5 million to one chance to win, but hey, what the heck, it could work. All right, now here, I have a music note that your parents might be interested in, Zach and Kat, because, you know, they're going to be almost my age, but not quite. A Christmas gift to you from Phil Spector. Ask your parents about Phil Spector. They probably remember the Wall of Sound. He had released a Christmas album on November 22nd, 1963, the day that the president was assassinated. So as a result, sales were not very good that year. So what they are doing on the 50th anniversary, they have re-released this album. And if you're familiar with Phil Spector, the Crystals, the Ronettes, and lots of that, popular Christmas songs and Christmas carols with the Phil Spector sound. It's going to be out there and available, so you can buy that.
That's a really neat idea.
Well, it is. And I remember some of the songs from it. It is. It's really, once you hear Phil Spector, yep, you got it. You know that's exactly who we're talking about. By the way, we'll talk to the folks from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley about Christmas celebrations in College Station in just a few minutes. In the meantime, some shopping tips that may not be as good as you would think. Some Christmas shopping tips that, or holiday shopping tips that may not be as good as you'd think. Number one, you can't get a discount when buying a gift card. Well, actually, you can. There are actual websites where you can buy discounted gift cards. I had never heard of such a thing. Did you know that existed? It's called giftcardgranny.com. Huh. Giftcardgranny.com. So you might want to check that out.
I wonder how they figured that out, though, how you can get a discount on something that's actually worth a set amount of price.
I don't know. I guess, well, you buy it from, it's a $50 card, I guess, and maybe you buy it for $42 or something like that. But, again, man, that's somebody on the other side of the country or the other side of the state or something like that. I would definitely want to make sure that you got eBay or somebody like that involved so there's a little bit of protection for you. The other bad tip, stores won't give you their current discount on an item you've already purchased. Well, most stores, that isn't true. If you bought a sweater at full price the other day and the sweater's 30% off the next day, most stores will go ahead and give you the refund if you bring in the receipt. So think about that. You should start at the top of the sale and move down the page. The stuff at the top of the website really usually sells out first. So start maybe on one of the later pages and move back up. But again, that's the reason they put it up there, to drive you to the store, and then again, you might be disappointed. Also, you could, they say you can get only free shipping directly from the retailer. That's not true. Even if the website isn't offering free shipping, there are a ton of other places online to turn to for a free shipping code. Place to look, ShopRunner. Look up ShopRunner, and that will tell you that. And last bad tip, it's okay to use debit cards for online shopping. To be safe, you really don't want to use anything that would leak your bank account info. It's best to just use a credit card and pay the bill when it comes. Or again, I guess if you do PayPal, you can do that, and it's out there and available. Speaking of PayPal, draws us around to this other thing that we do, and you heard Katie Dempsey talking about that. That's Christmas Angels, an opportunity for you to find a toy or a gift for just the right person, because you actually look at either a paper angel that's at either the Blue Baker locations on University or Dominic Drive, or you can go to mychristmasangels.com because there's a list of the angels right there. And in fact, earlier this week, we already had people who had brought some of these back. And there is a sense of urgency, first of all, two reasons. We have a shorter time between Thanksgiving and Christmas and the distribution of the gifts, therefore. And secondly, the fact that we have the biggest number we've ever had, close to 700 kids, who basically went through a vetting process and were chosen. And we know that if these kids don't get something from the Christmas Angel program, they won't get anything at all. So we ask you to go in and have a look at that. Maybe you just want to have our shoppers do that. We have ladies here who love to go shopping right around the holiday season. So if you want to just make a donation, you can do that online. And that's what made me think of it when I mentioned PayPal. If you do a PayPal transaction, you know that there are some expenses involved. But we, as a radio station, go ahead and take those expenses. We pick them up because we want 100% of the dollars to go to the entire Christmas Angel plan. So Go to the website, mychristmasangels.com, or stop into either of the Blue Bakers and be a part of this in a very personal way as you get to make a nice Christmas for somebody through the Christmas Angels program. All right, it's 8:19.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M football will be on the road tomorrow to wrap up the 2013 season, the regular season. The Aggies will take on the University of Missouri. We'll be in Columbia. The game will kick at 6:45. Our broadcast on this radio station will start at 5:30 tomorrow afternoon. You'll recall this is the little quirky thing on the schedule where Missouri came to College Station 3 years in a row, 2010, 2011, and 2012. The Aggies lost the first two, 30-9, and then the next one at 38-31. Last year, winning in College Station on the 24th of November, final score of 59-29. All-time A&M leads the series by a 8-5 margin. Again, the broadcast on that game starts tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 on this radio station. We'll kick that one at 6:45, and that will wrap up the regular season with the bowl game ahead. I'm Dave South. Have a great weekend. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. How are you?
Good, enjoying winter, finally.
Yeah, we do have the weather for the season, which goes along with our guest today, right?
Yeah, we're getting all geared up for Christmas at the Creek in College Station. There's a lot going on all over the Brazos Valley, but I think we have one of the best events around. Kelly coordinates it for the city of College Station, and CMO, they're putting in lights and getting ready. There's a lot of exciting things going on, some live music, and then there's some new things that are going on this year that didn't happen last year. So I'll turn it over to you.
Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what's new, and then we'll talk about what's the same. So first, what's new this year at Christmas at the Creek?
Okay, well, what's new is we've moved it to doing it for only one weekend, and we're going to be going Friday night like we've always done on December the 6th. But in partnership with that, we're actually going to go all day Saturday. We kick off at 2 o'clock, and we'll be going until 10. Friday night, we'll have an original play, and we'll be showing the Santa Claus. And then on Saturday, we'll have a vendor village all day set up between the amphitheater and the Arts Council building with a synthetic ice rink, a logjammer, giant 90-foot slide. And then on top of that, we're going to finish off the night with a concert by Marsha Ball.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about this play.
Okay. It's an original play composed by Mark Taylor, and it's just a story about how Santa and Miss Claus come and also enjoy Christmas at the Creek with us and the Arts Council.
Ah, well, all right. That sounds fun. So now, what do we have then that people can remember from years past as far as Christmas at the Creek?
Hay rides, always a hit. They're not going anywhere. So we'll definitely have those. We offer it pretty much as a shuttle because parking is at Post Oak Mall. And so jump on the hayride, and we'll drop you either over by the Arts Council or Wolfpen. And then obviously Santa Claus, and he will be at the Arts Council this year. And then always good food. So,
okay. You have a website so people can get the information?
We do. It's cstx.gov/Christmas.
Okay. So we'll go forward December the 6th and then the next day, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us this
morning. Appreciate it.
And this is actually literally outside your back door, isn't it?
It is. Santa's going to be hanging out at the Arts Center we have a lot of stuff going on in our parking lot, and it's a really great partnership between the city and the Arts Council, to where we'll have artists out there, we'll have some musicians at our place, and I believe the ice skating rink is actually going to be in our parking lot. So with the way the festival grounds are laid out, it really, if you got to go down to World Fest, which was fantastic, it really lends itself well to an event like this. It's really walkable. We'll have vendors for all tastes set up throughout the park, and a lot of fun, and it's free.
Yeah.
And I forgot, we'll also have an exhibit opening. It's a local metalsmith. I think Alan Lee was in here a while back, but he's really getting to show off what he does. And we have blacksmiths from Louisiana, all over Texas. So it'll be a good time for the whole family.
Certainly. Now, let's talk, because at Bryan Broadcasting, we believe in shop locally. That's important. And if you are truly looking for a one-of-a-kind gift, the Arts Council's got a spot where you can find some.
Yeah, we're the one-stop shopping for all things arts, locally made, handmade, all over the Brazos Valley. I believe this year we're up to about 40 different artists that participate in our store. And, you know, that's how they make a living, and it's just unique gifts. And then we'll have some of that out in the park. But, yeah, it's a very locally focused event, so we're excited about that. So come out and get your Christmas shopping done early.
Well, that would be a memorable gift for somebody, so stop in and shop that. If they want some more information about that or anything else that's going on in the arts,
acbv.org. All your events are listed there, or call us at 979-696-2787.
All right, Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Red Light Special. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Frank Cipolla. Not the smoothest of days for Walmart.com. Shoppers lighting up Twitter late yesterday and today, complaining about Walmart's website. They say it prevented them from reaching the checkout page. Walmart says as far as he can tell, they were isolated incidents and could be blamed on increased traffic. As far as in-store sales, both Walmart and Target say they had a solid Thanksgiving day, with many of us focusing on big-ticket items like TVs, iPads, and video game consoles. Looking ahead, a survey by Nielsen shows 85% of those it asked will skip retail sales altogether today and instead do their shopping on Cyber Monday. Online sales that day could be 30% higher. Market futures trending higher heading into today's trading day. We'll see where the indexes end up in what will be a holiday-shortened day of trading. Markets close at 1 Eastern. And I'm Frank Cipolla with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial, 866-569-MATH, or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh, my gosh. There she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
We've talked about it for a couple weeks now, and it's finally here, the grand opening for Gun Corps. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and we're going to celebrate today from 3 to 5 with your chance to win some great stuff. T-shirts, koozies, and even a chance to win an AR-15 that we'll be drawn for while we're out from 3 to 5 at Gun Corps. It's in Bryan, kind of tucked off of Texas Avenue behind Chicken Oil and J. Cody's. We'll also have stuff to give away from Cafe Capri, and I'll have Renaissance Festival tickets as well. And one of the hardest things to find, if you're a gun enthusiast, is bulk of 22 long rifle. And they've got tons of it. So make sure you drift in and check it out. They've got a huge assortment of ARs and tactical rifles as well. You'll just have to come down and see for yourself. It's the grand opening celebration at Gun Corps. Again, it's off Texas Avenue. There are a couple little strip centers tucked in behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil. And the name of the place is Gun Corps, like Marine Corps. To get a little more detail, go to gun-corps.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today. WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 40 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A woman driving home the night before last was pulled over by someone she thought was a policeman. Instead, she became the victim of a sexual assault. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk asks for a call from anyone who may have driven by the stopped vehicles Wednesday night around 8 along Highway 30 near Bird Pond Road. The suspect was driving a black or dark-colored Dodge Charger with police-type lights in the grille. He asked the victim to get out of her vehicle, and when she did, he forced her into the back seat of her vehicle and attacked her. The sheriff also says motorists should be mindful of being stopped by anyone who's not driving a clearly marked police vehicle. He also says, when you're in doubt, call 911 to get confirmation. The holidays mean no school, resulting in children being home alone. When someone's at the front door, Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says kids should never say their parents are not home.
Make up some excuse. You're on the phone, you're in the shower, you're taking a nap. You know, whatever excuse they can come up with to say why your parents can't come to the door.
McKeithen says if someone is trying to force their way inside or if there is a fire, children should be taught to call 911 first and give emergency dispatchers their location and how they can contact their parents. Another piece of commercial property owned by the city of College Station is getting closer to being sold. Mayor Nancy Berry provided an update on the sale of Chimney Hill Shopping Center.
I think we're getting real close to getting a contract on that.
Within a quarter, would you say?
Yes, I think so. Possibly even before the end of the year.
The city purchased Chimney Hill for nearly $10 million after voters approved a bond issue in 2008 to build a convention center. Another council reversed the decision to build the center, leading to selling the 8-acre property. Proceeds will go into College Station's hotel occupancy tax fund. Reaction from new statements from Pope Francis about the future of the Catholic Church include American politicians. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan noted the Pope is against the free enterprise system.
He's not doing a very good job of defining the differences between paychecks or food stamps, and I haven't seen many people that consider themselves to be self-fulfilled when they're on food stamps. I mean, paychecks is the best social program designed by man, and so I think he's on the wrong side of not only history, but real-world economics when he goes this direction.
Flores says the Catholic Church has been the beneficiary of the free market system. Houston is getting an unusual supporter in the fight against human trafficking.
Houston Mayor Anise Parker announces 16 topless clubs have agreed to contribute a combined $1 million per year to a fund to fight human trafficking. It's part of a long-running lawsuit settlement over an ordinance that regulates sexually oriented businesses. Police Chief Charles McClellan says the money will finance a new unit with 9 officers focusing solely on investigating such cases. A 1997 ordinance ordered sexually oriented businesses be 1,500 feet from schools, daycare centers, parks, and churches. Thanks to the fund, the 16 clubs can stay where they are. Clubs not part of the fund, well, they've got to comply with the ordinance. Scott West, TSN News.
2 teenagers were severely burned following a backyard explosion south of Fort Worth. Police in Burleson say four boys were playing with fire in the backyard of a home and triggered an explosion when they poured gasoline on the flames. Two of the boys were flown immediately to Parkland. Two others were sent to a nearby hospital.
The father was just screaming and yelling and saying his boys, it's just, it was really sad.
Family members say a 13-year-old boy was the most critically injured. He suffered burns to more than 80% of his body. It's easy to add a Christmas angel to your holiday shopping list. Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says stop by either Blue Baker restaurant in College Station.
I've talked to a lot of people that say, oh, well, I don't know what to get an 8-year-old boy or a 12-year-old girl. And I will tell you that on that paper angel, we have the child's name, pant size, shirt size, and then their explicit wish list.
If you prefer making a cash contribution and letting our elves do the shopping, go online to mychristmasangels.com. And executive chef Michael Menchaca has baked thousands of pounds of gingerbread at the Traditions golf course, but he's willing to roll up his sleeves for a good cause and to break a Guinness World Record. Menchaca says a more than 38,000 cubic foot gingerbread house should be complete this afternoon. All proceeds from tours go to St. Joseph's Trauma Center.
It's a lot of gingerbread. After you rolled the 20th pan, you kind of get a little tired. So we added a little bit of butter just to help with that. We are making about 500 gingerbread cookies with that recipe, and we sweetened it up just a little bit. And so you can actually come and purchase a gingerbread cookie that was the same recipe of the house.
Menchaca says visitors will be able to take their photo with Santa inside. At WTAW.com, you can find Chef Menchaca's house-building recipe and details for donations or volunteering. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 41 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Your patience has been rewarded. American Lube Center Tower Point under the water tower in College Station is now open. It's your fourth location, and now your vehicles will not only run great with our award-winning oil changes, but will look fantastic with our new full-service car wash and detail. Let us help you fall in love with your car all over again. American Lube Centers, best of the Brazos Valley for 4 years in a row. Visit any of our four locations today. American Lube Centers Tower Point, now open.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Business owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas License 15939.
Good morning, it's 8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather and will stay in control of the weather right through tomorrow. We'll continue to see sunshine throughout the area today, highs close to 60 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows are going to be down to about 40 or so. Partial sunshine for tomorrow with highs near 65. Tomorrow night, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Lows will be around 50. Sunday, lots of clouds. Temperatures, they'll range anywhere from 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, let's say that this was the year when all those family members came to your house. Or it could have been that you went to somebody else's and you're already back. But let's say, oh, you went to your brother's or sister's house, or they came here and they brought their youngins, and maybe it's been, oh, you know, 3 or 4 years since you did that. All that to kind of set up the whole question about table etiquette, how they behave at the dinner table, as opposed to how you might want that going on in your house. Harris Interactive and Forrester's Insurance Tech Timeout found that 64% of U.S. American parents would like to ban digital devices during the holiday meals, like a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas or whenever. And 47% would like to ban technology during family holidays entirely, not just during meals. According to the same survey, 61% of the respondents believe the overuse of technology has a negative impact on family life. Duh. And 77% of the parents believe their family would benefit from taking a one-hour break from technology a day or more, you know, giving up an hour of your waking life to not be in technology. It'd be okay. You can pick up this thing called a book. That's kind of interesting.
I'll say an hour's not very long at all.
No, it's really not. You go out, walk around outside, either with critters or just walk. I mean, there are some things you can do that technology doesn't have to have a part of. But, I mean, let's say that your brother brought his kids along with him and they really have bad manners.
I mean, little brats.
Well, or whatever. Or it could be that maybe you haven't controlled your kids and they're looking at the way that you allow your children to behave at the dinner table.
Yeah, sometimes my cats scratch people.
Well, that's, I got a story on cats here for you a minute, too. But it just, you know, it's that whole thing. That's the happiness of holiday tension. When you get to bring those people from the family in and the way that they raise their kids, you're going, God, I was raised in the same house with him or her, you know, fill in the blank. And they behave that way and teach their kids that way. But anyway, it's the holiday spirit. Now, here's the story for you, Kat. It's from the lifestyle section of the newspaper in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, boy, lifestyle.
Yeah, a study, new study by the University of Japan. Well, there's like the University of Japan, the entire country, huh? I'm guessing they got several campuses.
So anyway. University of America?
No, well, there's American University, but that's available usually in other parts of the world. So no, but there's really not. New study from the University of Japan has confirmed that many cat owners really already knew this. Their cats do willfully ignore them.
Yep.
Study that was published in Animal Cognition tested 20 pet cats in their home. Researchers sent the cat owners out of sight and then played the cat recordings of three strangers calling their names, then a recording of their owner calling them, and then another stranger. The cats did respond to their names, moving their head and their ears and maybe trying to discover where the sound was coming from when it was called by strangers. The cat responded clearly more so when they heard their owner's voice, but still not to the point where they actually cared.
Oh, my dad's dachshund does the same thing.
No, okay. Well, I mean, again, maybe it's not. Maybe it's, and how old's the dog, though?
Oh, she's about a little over a year.
Oh,
so she's a puppy.
Yeah.
She's just a spoiled little cute
thing. But you gotta talk to him, you know, in the baby voice or whatever, else
yeah.
They won't come.
Of course not. Exactly.
No, but if you talk to her like that, then she'll TT on the floor. So.
That's not very good either. All right, but nonetheless, there you go. You've got that going on that we now have scientific research. Cats do hear you.
They just don't care.
Yep. And this will make you feel good today. It's never too late to start the exercise program. Stop it. Don't reach for the don't turn this off. You need to know this. New study found that even if you're in your 60s and you've been a couch potato your entire life, you can reap benefits from a good exercise program. Study Fox News reports that exercise can in fact ease the effects of aging. For starters, as little as 10 minutes a day can help prevent cognitive decline and dementia. And it can also help ease depression in older people. And since any exercise can help prevent obesity, it's also good with any kind of obesity-related illnesses. Now, the gym may be a bit intimidating for you, but anybody can go outside and walk around for 10 or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. We just talked about that. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommends 120 minutes per week. Now, Zach, we were just talking about how an hour a day to give up technology is not that much.
Right.
Asking 2 hours a week, you really can do that. Play 18 holes of golf, that gets your heart rate up a little bit. Or sometimes it doesn't. Or it may get it up too high, too. So it depends on how
depends
you take
on
the
good
game.
You are, I
right.
Guess.
It depends on how you take the game. Studies show that older people who exercise have 3 to 4 times better success as a healthy ager than those who do not exercise. Healthy aging means that you are less troubled by dementia and fewer chronic medical conditions and fewer hospitalizations. And so, again, maybe you do want to do the gym thing. Maybe you want to do core exercise like we talk about here with Super Slow. Maybe you want to have a treadmill in your house or an elliptical, or maybe you want to go full bore and go to the gym. You know, whatever you want to do, the idea is just do it, just to do it. And today, you know, it'd probably be interesting to know how many people feel so good when they go out and they run or whatever on Thanksgiving morning. See, then they feel like they can come back and have that extra piece of whatever, you know, fill in the blank, because you went out and you exercised that day.
You earned it.
Yeah. Either that or you can walk up the stairs since we're on the fifth floor.
Good point.
There you go.
That's
walk
it.
Up the stairs.
We've got an exercise machine right here called the stairs because we're on the fifth floor. That's true. But any of those things that you want to do, I mean, you really will. And it's true. You will feel better about yourself if you go out and do a little bit of exercising, and you can start today. Okay.
That's encouraging. Thanks for sharing that.
Sure. Well, we're tired of, we're not going to nag at you anymore. That's the only nagging we want to do. All right, here we go. Here's our Shoppers Violence story. Shoppers eager to take advantage of early Thanksgiving deals brawled late last night as retailers across the country prepared for more crowds this morning. After buying a big screen TV, a Los Angeles shopper was shot last night about 9:45 local time as he tried to take his purchase to his home. Lieutenant Gordon of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department told NBC News as the victim was walking through his complex, he was approached by a suspect who fired warning shots, which caused the victim to release the television. Guess that means he dropped it. As the thief tried to load it into the vehicle, the victim approached and tried to get it back. That's when the gunfire ensued. Wow. So you get it stolen from you, you try to steal it back. But again, that didn't happen in the parking lot of the store. I mean, I don't know what kind of neighborhood this could have been in.
Yeah, this better be a good TV, like 3D or something.
Yeah, well, once again, and they
especially after he dropped it, though, I don't see.
Very true.
He broke it.
May not even work. Just may not even work. So, just saying.
How awful would that be? You finally steal it back, and then you take it home, plug it in, it doesn't even work.
Yeah, and you go back into the store and go, well, yeah, I did drop it, but yeah. Nah,
it's like dogs fighting over a corn cob.
Oh, do they fight over corn cobs?
If they think it's worth something.
Well, yeah, they'll do that. They'll fight over anything if they think it's worth it.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley this Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Brian Super Walmart to give away 200 new bicycles in the 9th annual Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them online at paradowskilaw.com. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 13th, the 9th annual Christmas Bikes for Kids from the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, giving thanks and giving back.
It's time to go back in time. Join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend, now through December 1st. Discount tickets available at Walgreens and Randall's. Huzzah!
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Imagine this, surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain, and for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Our surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic-surgery.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
On television tonight, if you want to watch any of this stuff, just so that you know it's there, Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This, for a lot of kids, is how they learned who Boris Karloff was. They didn't know he was an actor for years. But anyway, that's on at ABC tonight at 7 o'clock. Hoops and Yo-Yo Ruin Christmas. I don't know who that is.
That's the little dog and cat that are on the musical cards you can get at Target.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little, they have little races like this.
Ah, okay. So in other words, this will be a program length commercial.
I don't know, but it'll probably be annoying, whatever it is.
Yeah, for hoops and yo-yo. Anyway, that's on CBS at 7 o'clock tonight. Speaking of annoying, could there be anything more annoying than Grandma got run over by a reindeer? They did, in fact, make a television show about that. That's really sad. 7 o'clock tonight on the CW.
And I saw something, too. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
But I saw something that Garth Brooks is performing.
Matter of fact,
he
is. That's going to be at 8 o'clock tonight, a special concert showcasing another side of the country superstars. He plays the guitar in a Las Vegas showroom at the Wynn Hotel.
I got to catch that.
He's got a pretty good gig, as a matter of fact. What happens is the Wynn flies out to his ranch in Oklahoma and picks him up. He flies out to Las Vegas, and he does shows, I think, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then they turn around and they fly him back.
Garth Brooks, I guess you can get away with that.
Yeah, not a bad deal. Also tonight, Shrek the Halls. That'll be on ABC at 7:30. And The Elf on the Shelf, if you like that, 7:30 on CBS tonight. So lots of Christmassy type things going on. Now, when was the last time you saw a business card that really caught your eye? You're going, oh, that's pretty creative. You know what business cards are? You know, remember people used to actually hand those out a long time ago? Well, they're still out there. Here's one for you. A business card that not only stands out, but it tastes good too. Meat cards, M-E-A-T, meat cards. Those are name cards made from laser etching your contact information on slabs of beef jerky. While meat cards are perishable, they can actually stay edible for up to an entire year. They got a website, meatcards.com.
There you go. That
sounds
good
right
to me.
Up Kevin's alley.
Yeah, it does. That's true. All right. But, I mean, if people eat it, then they don't have the contact information unless they save it someplace. Here's a shock. If you're looking to purchase gift cards for your loved ones this holiday season, you're not alone. Purchased by 43% of U.S. Americans, gift cards are the most popular present for the holidays. And nothing says, I love you like a piece of plastic. Clothing comes in at second, and then electronics, and books are still in fourth place. So that's promising that books would actually be there. Now I can see getting them a gift card so they could download something to a Kindle. That'd be pretty cool if you wanted to do that. Did you watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer earlier this week? It was on, I think, CBS, and it actually beat out Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
So there is hope for America after all. One time, at least, this year, they did that. So good on them.
My dad's a big fan of this clay.
The claymation thing?
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed, and that's, you know, Burl Ives and all that kind of stuff. That's true. But again, yeah, you got to be kind of an old guy to like that. Did we talk about the day of the Doctor, the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who? Did we mention that already this week?
We mentioned it, but neither Kevin or I had seen it.
That's
so
what it was. I knew that.
I
saved that because I didn't know. I mean, you two are supposed to be such big fans, and you didn't even see it.
Yeah,
you can capture it and see it later. All right, let's see. What else is at the movie theaters this weekend? In addition to The Hunger Games Catching Fire, we've talked about, which is already a pretty big hit and probably going to be the number one movie again this week. But Disney's animated family flick Frozen. I saw a little minute-and-a-half trailer of that yesterday. That's pretty cute. It's computer-generated and all that kind of stuff. But it's a snowman who I saw him battling because he sneezed and his carrot nose flew out onto a frozen pond and he had to go get it back from a hungry reindeer. just saying. Black Nativity, this with Forrest Whitaker, Angela Bassett, Jennifer Hudson, and others. A streetwise teen from Baltimore raised by a single mom travels to New York City to spend Christmas with his estranged parents. It's called Black Nativity. Homefront, Winona Ryder, James Franco, and some others. A widowed ex-DEA agent who retires to a small town for the sake of his 10-year-old daughter. An Old Boy. A thriller starring Josh Brolin. An ad exec is abruptly kidnapped and held hostage for 20 years in solitary confinement called Old Boy. Those are the movies that are out there if you want to see that. Or we've already told you about the little Christmas things going on. And it's from Florida, though. A Florida school believes it has found a perfect solution to the problem of a black student who is being bullied over her natural hair. Vanessa Van Dyke, she's a 12-year-old honor student at Faith Christian Academy in Orlando. She has been wearing her hair fully teased out and frizzed as an afro style would be. So they've decided that since the beginning of school, that was the way she was going to express herself. administrators say that she's being bullied for that. So what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and expel her from school.
What?
Expel her from school. Okay. She is the subject of the bullying. They're going to expel her from school because it's a distraction. The officials say they will now give Anissa two choices, cut her hair to style or face expulsion.
Wow.
That's a solution to the problem. That's it. Once again, that's Florida, our favorite state.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, Toyota's biggest event of the year. I'm Jan. How can I help?
You can help me find a safe, reliable car.
Well, Toyotas are known for their reliability, and there's a big selection of models with great safety ratings at Toyotathon.
Okay. Can you make it affordable?
Toyotathon's been offering amazing year-end savings for 35 years.
Wow, great. Can you help lower my fuel cost?
Mm-hmm. We've got lots of models with great gas mileage.
I have glasses and a terrible cowlick. Can you make me look cool?
Well, Toyotathon has fun and stylish Camrys, cool Corollas, and tough rugged Tundras. How's that sound?
Jan?
Yes?
Is there anything you can't do?
What else you got?
Okay, well, let's start with my neighbor.
Every time... Celebrating 35 years of amazing deals. Toyotathon is on. During Toyotathon, lease a new 2014 Tundra double cab V8 for only $269 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 12/2/13. Toyota, let's go places.
And now a holiday poem from Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. When it's down to the wire or 1 week before, head over to Specs for gifting galore. A selection as big as the great state of Texas. Experts abound, so nothing perplexes. Shop custom-made baskets to show that you care. Piled high with delights, it's a gourmet affair. Of course, there's the wine by bottle or case. Selection and savings. Specs is the place. Fancy food to prepare and served to impress. Specs Gourmet Catering relieves all your stress. A massive selection of the freshest cigars, perfect for brandy or gazing at stars. Fill your fridge with champagne and craft beers. Let your uncle regale you from now to New Year's. When the holiday shopping all comes to a fever, have a spring in your step, you overachiever. Grab your whole list of holiday cravings. Bring it to Specs and shout cheers to savings.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
I was adopted.
To our birth mothers and fathers.
Thank you for choosing life and making me possible.
Me possible.
Aggieland Pregnancy Outreach, celebrating National Adoption Month. To all those who chose life and adoption when faced with an unplanned pregnancy, we honor your courage, bravery, and selfless love. For more about adoption, go to pregnancyoutreach.org.
It's Specialties Photography's 18th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're rolling back the clock and rolling back their session fee prices to what they were in 1993. So this holiday season, you can delight your family and friends with the current professional family portrait from Specialties Photography. Specialties can also restore your old family photos for lasting Christmas gifts, or choose from their selection of personalized photo greeting cards. Call 696-9898, that's 696-9898, or click on specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated portrait studio.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, CNET News reports that Apple has teamed up with a Danish company, GN Resound, to design the first made-for-iPhone hearing aid. Hearing aid. See, what they do is they give you the earbuds, you jam in your ears, and it makes you deaf, and then they got the hearing aid for you. It's called the Lynx. It uses Bluetooth technology to connect directly to iPhones. The company's goal is to take the stigma out of wearing a hearing aid. About 360 million people worldwide suffer from a hearing loss. That number only increases as the population ages and, of course, as you continue to jam earbuds in your ear. Just saying. On this date in history, 1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated his phonograph for the first time. He was deaf, by the way. 1963, U.S. President Lyndon Johnson established the Warren Commission to investigate the Kennedy assassination. 1972, Atari introduced the game Pong. Ask your parents about that, kids. And we thought it was really tough, too.